America still coming to terms with yesterday's Supreme Court's decision, the long-anticipated overturning of Roe v. Wade. That dealt a blow to a woman's right to an abortion and could lead to a nationwide ban if many abortion opponents in Congress get their way. Philadelphia saw a second day of demonstrations by those seeking to rally people to reverse things back to the way they were. This rally was sponsored by Josh Shapiro's gubernatorial campaign. A story from KYW's Hadas Kuzner.
Danny Dittman of Paoli attended the rally to defend abortion rights here on the lawn at the National Constitution Center with her mom, aunt, and cousin.
The Supreme Court decided to take away our rights, so we're mad.
She says overturning Roe means that the country doesn't believe she's capable of making her own decisions about her body.
It takes away our autonomy, our basic human rights. Abortion is basic, essential health care. It's life-saving.
And while abortion is still legal in Pennsylvania, Dale Steinberg with Planned Parenthood of Southeastern Pennsylvania says that could change with the governorship.
The future of abortion access in Pennsylvania relies on the outcome of November's elections.
The city commissioner's office had a table set up here at the rally to register people to vote. Matt Meyer of Elkins Park, who attended with his whole family, says SCOTUS limiting the rights of people is shocking to him.
There are so many things we took for granted that people fought for that are so easy to take away.
63-year-old Stacey Stone of Malvern says she isn't shocked, but she is mad and tired.
I was in D.C. fighting for my reproductive rights. Now I'm fighting for my kids and my friends' kids' reproductive rights. It shouldn't have to happen every generation or two.
On Independence Mall, Hadas Kuznets, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.